The Brethren of Chaos Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the next episode of the Brethren of Chaos Podcast. Episode whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Unsure as usual.
Yes. We never know.
But today's episode, what is it? Fitness.
Carrying on from the previous, where we talked about fasting.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to that, go and listen to that.
Interesting talk there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very fun.
But Charles wants to start with something first.
Yeah, two things.
I think we should get it out of the way.
The stop oil thing.
The stop oil.
And then I want to get into your identity crisis. So two things.
My fitness identity crisis.
Yeah, your fitness identity crisis.
It is related to the episode.
It is related. This isn't. I just wanted to talk about it because I wanted to see your views and also my views on it, really.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it recently and it's fucking bonkers to me. You agree that it's bonkers how they're approaching it.
I think they are the biggest fools.
Really?
Because I agree with what they're saying.
Yes.
I agree that we should revert back to nature.
Yeah.
We should all be living in the Shire of Lord of the Rings. I agree to all that shit.
Yes.
But the way they go about doing it
is odd.
It's only affecting they go about their protest and only affects the people that they should get on their side.
Yeah.
But really, they're pushing them away. They're pushing people who they should be getting on their side. They're pushing away now.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing. They're not affecting the people at the top who are causing the problem.
They're affecting the working class.
That's it, literally. That group of people, the working class people, should be the ones who were, on their side.
Yeah.
You know, joining with them, what's the word? Connecting together.
Connecting together.
And working together for it.
Steve's interlocked his fingers here to demonstrate what he's trying to do.
You've opened a box here, Charles.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. The only reason I would talk about it, because we're not on any particular side here. We're just seeing it how it is and we're just viewing it. I think the media's approach is terrible towards it.
Yeah.
Because I saw some interviews with Piers Morgan and even Jeremy Kyle where they were just bashing on young people and this is their views and no one that above of the age of 25 actually has this view or whatever. Yeah. There's so many people of all ages that agree that this is bad.
Yeah, I think majority of people do, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, we all agree it's bad. But again, what you said about the approach, I think one guy was like, you're making people idle in their cars and then creating more exhaust fumes.
Yeah, they're causing more problems.
So more problems for what you're against. So
it's just fuck. If I was running, I think I could do a better job. You know what?
Steve, what the fuck you would do if you were in charge?
First of all, I'd like to say, just stop oil. Get me in charge. If they're listening,
yeah.
I'll take over and I'll sort you out.
If you're listening to the Brethren of Chaos podcast, get Steve in charge.
I'll fucking sort this problem out for you. First of all, I'll stop pissing around in the road, stopping mothers trying to drop the kids off at school or
pregnant people that need to get to the hospital, people in labour.
People trying to go to work.
Yeah.
I'd stop affecting them immediately. Yeah, that.
I also agree.
Yeah. So I'd cut that off immediately.
Would you stop them affecting art, the way they're throwing shit on? You know, Van Gogh paintings and...
Actually, I thought about that. I think that's because...
I think that's quite good, actually.
Yeah. Because the artwork, it's not affecting the artwork, isn't it? Because the art's covered, isn't it?
Yeah, I think from my experience, I think they can... they're not even the real pieces somewhere, actually. But it's demonstrating some real fucking effect,
does. And it spreads, people get talking about it.
Yeah.
And nobody's affected, though. That's the good thing, I think.
Yeah.
You know, the people who you're trying to get on your side aren't getting affected by it negatively.
Yeah. But people still view that as negative. Yeah. They're like, you fucking threw soup on the Mona Lisa.
I think it's because they're idiots and they think it's the real
thing.
They think that's actually fucked by
soup.
No, it's fucked now it's not.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good one, yeah.
I think someone said, actually, the people that would have painted would probably agree with the approach of the people that were doing this, and it would probably make sense. You know?
That's a weird one, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, it makes sense. I agree. I think the people, the approach of that isn't that bad, but the approach that is affecting the working class people.
Like, you know, when they stop the trains.
Oh, God.
The most of the people on that, it's always stop it when they're trying to get to work. People who are just trying to pay the bills and do the normal stuff, and now they're getting fucked by some, like, some group, isn't it? That's...
The argument that I heard from online was that it is the only way for them to get a response. And to be honest, they have, but what kind of response do you want? Do you want a real sincere, nice response from the working class people you're trying to get yourself, you know, conjoined with? Are you really looking for a negative response, which they've got? People are calling them fools.
I think that's wrong. I think you want to be hyping the working class up. I think you want to be bringing them together and be going, right, let's fucking get at it and sort this problem out. Not
educated.
Not dividing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, educate them, that's it.
I'm not educated on this, are you? I'm not really educated on why the oil situation, the scientific facts behind
Maybe
it
Maybe we should
all.
Do an episode on it properly.
You'd do some research. That'd be fun.
But I think another good thing, what they should do, is target the actual top.
Yeah.
You know, like I know it's better
Guy Fawkes.
Well, you could always get a fall guy. Anybody can get a fall guy to do a quick fucking nail bomb.
Would you?
I am not advocating. I'm not advocating terrorism.
We are advocating terrorism right here on the podcast right now. Just these, like, listen, if anyone wants to create a nail bomb and die, advocating for the working class here.
What you could do is... What you could do is, you know, like the banks, for instance, big banks in London.
What, run in and blow it up?
Yeah. Fucking go like fucking jihad style.
Is there another approach? Is there another approach? Because if we are trying to steer away from the terrorist aspect of it.
Yeah, let's steer
away. And maybe people getting hurt.
No, yeah, we don't want to hurt any innocent people.
Like, because if you run into the bank and someone's just trying to get the cash out, I'm not going to... No. You know what I mean?
No, wait, I don't mean that. No, I mean like the actual... you know, the top banks, not the normal bank.
I see what you're saying.
Not like Barclays
on
the high street.
Burning them all. High street, NatWest on Shalom Way.
You know what? Another good one. I think what they should do is, you know, they go on the runway and stop people on the planes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're affecting all the people that you want on your side there.
Yeah.
Why don't they, instead of do that, it's just as simple what they're doing. Why don't they go onto another runway where all the fucking rich people and the private jets are, and
that's
stop
a good point.
Them?
That's a good point. It's not difficult.
People will back that.
Yeah.
The people who are in the planes you're stopping now will back that, wouldn't they?
I actually agree with that.
That's simple enough, that, isn't it?
It's not that difficult. Maybe the security's a bit more because the public can't get into those places as easy as maybe those people.
Just going to overthrow it. Got to fucking go a bit...
My mum used to work for a private airline.
Yeah.
And
what?
Yeah, you couldn't get in that easy. No. I'm not going to lie. I saw the
entrance.
It's
all like propagated off and everything.
Yeah. But I see what your point is. Like, affect the... I mean, why don't you just stand outside Houses of Parliament, block it? But then again...
Yeah. Do affect the government side of stuff.
Yeah. But then again, the police are getting involved now and they're issuing a no protest thing. That's bad.
But that's
poor.
I think that would be even better. Say if the police got involved.
Yeah.
Say a lot
of people... becomes a riot.
Yeah, that's what you want.
But then I don't know. It's such a really...
You got a lot in your head, didn't you?
No, yeah, because it's like such a cause. Like when shit moves forward, like, you know, you can almost unsee it ravel.
Yeah, spiral.
And then you can see it getting back to normal, nothing changed.
Oh, I see.
When it goes into...
Yeah.
Like, you start rioting, cool, you had the London riots not too long ago. Oh, well, I say in the whole scheme of things, not too long ago. Maybe 15 years, 20 years ago, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. It was 15 years ago.
Something about that. What was that about?
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, there we go. Can't even remember what it was about.
That's the point. So, I actually don't disagree with a lot of the approaches.
Yeah.
I disagree with just the fact that they're blocking off people in the road.
Yeah.
But is it doing the job that they want? Yes and no, depending on what the kind of response. If it's any response, then they're doing the job, aren't they? They're getting a response.
But are they actually stopping oil?
Fuck knows.
You know, like, I think we should unite everybody.
They're trying to get media coverage, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They've got it. But everyone's viewing them as fools. They're not. They're probably well-educated people that are doing it.
Yeah. I think it's just that. That's where they're being fooled.
Yeah.
Standing in the road.
Yeah.
Doing that. Like, I agree that they should do something and get the media coverage and do all that.
Mm.
But I feel like there's more powerful ways to do it.
Then again, I think the working class are stupid. No one gives a fuck. No, I'm being honest.
In
the sense that if you did it any other way, right?
Yeah.
No one would give a fuck about the oil thing. They'd be like, fucking, you know, you see the tradesmen that are getting out their cars and throwing them out. They don't give up. They don't know.
Yeah, they're not gonna
why. Like, these are, like, you've got one side where you got all the 18 to 25-year-olds who are educated because they're going to university and studying this shit.
Yeah.
Maybe some are sheep in terms of the way that they've probably...
Indoctrinated
in this. Probably not as bad as that sounds. But then if you're moving on from that, you have got people of all ages engaging in it. People that are probably scientists, environmentalists that have probably studied this shit and understand that it's going to affect us. But maybe it's even all propaganda.
Could it all just be
a ruse?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's something that someone told me. Mm. Everything on the internet doesn't exist in the real world.
Oh, don't blow my mind now.
Because if you go on Facebook or something, and someone's moaning about, they've cancelled such and such because somebody was against it.
Yeah.
In the real world, nobody has come out and said about that. You know, you go to the pub or you go whatever. Nobody's on about, like, the shit that you're on about, you read on the internet. The problems and everything all exists.
Online.
They don't exist in the real world where you communicate. You know, like, say if you're in a cafe with your mates, you're not talking about fucking, who's the writer of Harry Potter?
J.K. Rowling.
And you know all that thing about her and that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, that only exists.
Homophobia and shit.
It only exists on the internet. People in the real world aren't fucking sat around talking about that.
Then again, we're doing the right. Yeah. We're doing this right here now, literally in the real world, on the podcast, talking about it.
It's like
we're an exception.
we're a different thing. You know, one of the things is my dad watches loads of Russell Brand stuff.
Oh, fucking hell! Getting indoctrinated by that bastard.
Some of his stuff I can see where he's coming from, but half the stuff that he says and he tries to say, oh, it's a big problem about such and such, each one. It's like, that problem, that problem only exists. What the shit he's on about only exists...
Online.
It doesn't exist with the common man. Just like, you know...
I mean, the working class, yeah. Well, that's because people don't pay attention to it or haven't got time. That's what I'm talking about, the working class. The 9-to-5 takes it out of you. They're just trying to go home and then die, eventually. No, it's true, though. That's just the way society is. Russell Brand is a millionaire. He's got so much time on his hands and he's incredibly smart.
And he's just consuming all this stuff.
He's also a cunt. He was a fucking drug addict back in the day. Like,
he's got a massive ego as well.
He's got a massive... But to be fair, he's I don't know. I used to love him because, like... Do you know what? But he came out with a book, didn't he? Back in 2013-14 called Revolution. And it actually got to a point where, you know, people were protesting and getting behind him. Mm. And even me as a young person was, fuck it, revolution. I don't even know what we're here for, but I'll get involved. But the thing is with him, he's just like, now I look back on it, I'm like, you're just trying to sell your book, mate.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
But then again, it doesn't really, I don't know. It's all fucking bonkers to me because I feel like some part of me just can't change it.
Yeah.
But then a part of me feels like you kind of do need to change it. And how does it? It probably just takes a long, long, long time.
I think a lot of good protests in House of Parliament, Downing Street,
around.
I think that would be a fantastic place to home all your fucking resources into protesting. I think that, rather than just in the street stopping everybody, dropping the kids off.
Yeah. Well, there were 70,000 people that protested about basically the oil situation not too long ago, but there was no media coverage about it. That's a lot of people. That's a stadium.
Well, I think they need to do a bit of rioting without it spiraling into like raiding shops. I think you need to get the police involved and just have a bit of
have a little go.
Yeah.
But then again, they're just people that just want their lives, you know? Like, but I don't know, man. It's such a fucking difficult situation because everybody on the floor is a working class person.
Yeah.
Police are just doing their jobs.
Yeah.
They're trying to make a change. Yeah. People are trying to get to work. And then everyone above is just like... Also, like, people see them as deities and shit like that, that are better. They're also just fucks that were born into this world, but born at a different point, right?
Yeah.
Level. Let's just say. Level. But they're just thick as fuck as well. That's it. Like, I laugh at humanity sometimes because we're all just fucking fucks, just not understanding how to navigate through this world.
And we're
right?
all just, like, bumping into each other.
Yeah. But I was looking at this thing the other day where we could essentially either... Do you know... Either... Reading this, they're going way off topic here.
Go on.
Fuck it. Every time there's like a civilization, they always think that they're going to be the end of civilization. Do you see what I mean? The Mayans always thought that they were going to be the end of the world.
Yeah.
And then we think we're going to be the end of the world.
Oh,
and then,
I see.
Do you see what I mean? Right.
Yeah. But like, we think we're going to be the end with AI and all that shit.
Exactly.
Don't we? Yeah.
But we're all quite pessimistic in that sense. If we were optimistic, right,
yeah,
then you would think actually we might just be the start and there might be quadrillions of fucking people after us if we just got together and just fucking like sorted shit out.
Yeah pushed it forward.
We could be the start of humanity rather than the end, but we always believe we're at the end, don't we? Like, this is not me thinking this, by the way. I watched like something on YouTube and
you're preaching it.
I am preaching it because I saw it and I believe it, but fucking then again,
I like that, Charles.
It makes sense,
it does,
right?
Yeah.
Fucking,
be optimistic.
Be optimistic about the future.
Yeah.
And yeah, help the situation, whatever way you can.
I think a good way is to bring people together.
Yeah.
Not divide them.
How do you bring people together, though? That's the question. Education.
I don't know. That is a really good question. Yeah. I don't know how to answer that.
Well, I take a sip of more water. Yeah. Who knows? Let's ponder that for a second.
I think to make real change, though, I think maybe I do have to go on the bad side a bit. You know, like, you're going to...
It's all a scale, Steve.
You know, like, I don't condone any of this, but, like... Every assassination has been powerful, hasn't it? It has been, people have stopped and gone, fuck.
Wow.
Like, every terrorist attack, without me condoning it.
No.
People are like,
people,
here we go, this is the real shit.
You know.
9/11, how big was 9/11?
True. Tragedy sparks interest.
Yeah.
And then further... Because our brains are fucking stupid, right? If you just see people walking saying, just stop oil, not in the street, but just on the side of the road, your brain wouldn't think, go, ugh. But if the just stop people, the stop oil people, started stabbing everyone, your brain would stop and go, ugh!
Yeah.
Let's have a look. What the fuck is this? And then your brain starts, why are they doing this? And then you educate yourself on it. So almost in a way, tragedy sometimes needs to happen for things to move along. And that's where sacrifice comes into it.
Sacrifice. Is that the right word?
Sacrifice. Let's sacrifice people.
I think they could maybe sacrifice one of the leaders of like an oil company in a political assassination.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Now imagine that. Imagine
Rishi Sunak, maybe.
Imagine if he gets his head blown off. On TV as well, or something like that.
Yeah.
Everybody around the world is stopping.
Paying attention to that shit.
Yeah, we're literally...
It's stupid when you think about it, but sacrifice may be necessary, don't you think?
I think that to make a real change.
Yeah.
As weird as this sounds, without condoning any type of murder or anything like that, I think to make a real change, I think
it is.
Something of that level has to happen.
Martin Luther King.
In society.
Like, because when you say, like, for example, Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Right? Fuck me going on a tangent here. But if he didn't die, would things have changed?
Martin
as
Luther
much?
King was a game changer.
Exactly.
You know what? Did I tell you about the 60s? This is going off another about how it started with an assassination.
Yeah.
With JFK getting his fucking dome exploded.
Yeah, that was fucking
and
mental.
And then it peaked in the mid-60s with Martin Luther King getting shot in front of everybody. And then it finished with, it was either JFK's brother or JFK's, was it his cousin, getting shot live on TV, assassinated while he was running for like fucking mayor.
I didn't know about
something.
That.
Yeah, it was like, I think 69, maybe 70 or something.
Really?
He was running for like mayor or something, you know, one of them shit in America. Yeah. He's on TV and someone just fucking shoots him.
What?
So that's that. The whole 60s is just played with the fucking.
That's just.
assassinate. Public,
oh my God.
Public assassination.
Was that like Charles Manson and all that shit as well?
Yeah, Charles Manson. Maybe. And they say the 60s was the biggest cultural shift, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, if you think about it.
And it got. Just if you look at the amount of.
Oh, yeah.
Assassinations. Che Guevara.
He got
killed, Che Guevara.
Shit, yeah.
I think maybe you've just got to do. You've just got to do a few.
Hey, you know, you've got to move things on.
Political assassinations.
Holy shit.
I don't know what to say. Maybe we should put
a stamp on that and just like come back to it another time.
Should we backtrack maybe as well, so we don't get
what's your identity, fitness identity crisis? How long have we done on that, by the way? I'm curious.
Been like 20 minutes.
Oh, fucking hell. Supposed to do about exercise and I've got about fucking 20 minutes.
What an episode.
Yo,
I'm in everything. I'm not mentioning this part in the title or the description of this episode.
We'll just let it go.
Yeah, people have just got to tune in thinking they're getting fitness.
Yeah.
You're getting some political
sacrifice people. Oh my god. Okay. So look, we'll move on. So what's your fitness? I got in the car before with Steve, and also he's been sending me some messages about certain things. What is your fitness identity crisis? Because I'm curious now.
Well, I think it is. It's more of like my goals. Mm. Like, what do I want with my training and fitness and stuff?
Right now.
Like, right now. And I feel like you experienced a bit of it. And I was messaging you about like, bulk it, my protein intake and everything.
I'm going to do it. No, I'm not going to do it. Fuck it.
And I'm thinking like, should I bulk? But then again, a big portion of me, I think about like training for sports.
You're a cardio man.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
More
well,
so.
I'm thinking like, or do I just train for boxing?
Yeah.
Or do I just forget like strength training and all that and just train purely for me long distance running?
Mm.
And I can't be bulking doing that.
You're going to be burning a lot of calories.
Yeah, I'd have to,
get lean.
And then another side of me wants to do like pure calisthenics.
Shit.
And forget everything, forget sports and everything, just fucking focus on, you know, like...
Yeah.
So it's like, oh my God, what do I do?
So much stuff is going around
what
in the air.
What do I do?
Well, I think, what do you want from bulking? You have to break it all down. Like, if you wanted to do bulking, why? You know, that's a question.
Like a bear.
Is it purely aesthetic? Do you want to bulk because you've never done it before and you want to see how it feels?
So as you're bulking, your lifts go up, don't you? You get stronger.
Yeah, naturally. It just happens. Yeah. You start putting on weight. Your body changes as well.
Yeah.
Like, I've noticed that if you never bulk, you will always have a skin. If you're naturally skinny, let's just say, you always have a skinny frame, right?
Yeah. Your frame changes.
Yeah, but your frame, when you bulk, you will genuinely end up, like, your lats will get bigger, your shoulders, like... For me, I've lost like over 70 pounds, like just from being in hospital and all that. But even then, right, I've noticed that my shoulder width is like changed.
Yeah.
And my back is like a kind of like a Dorito shape.
Like a V.
It's like a V shape.
Tapered shape.
And so, but that won't, you would never ever get to that point without bulking. Ever.
No.
Unless your genetics were.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
That's a good point,
But it depends what you want to look like.
Yeah.
Aesthetically, like, do you want to look like that? Do you want to put in the effort of eating that many calories a day?
That's what I'm thinking. Cause part of me's thinking, like, to focus on all that bulking, and then there'll be a point where I'm not bothered how I look.
Yeah.
And
you'll
be like, oh, it's not worth it then.
It's not fucking worth it.
Yeah.
Well, you could always commit to 6 months of bulking.
Yeah.
Have a weight goal in mind. And then cut from there and then do your calisthenics at a certain point.
Yeah.
Or program it around whenever you do your traveling or even the summer, because you don't want to be fucking bulking in the summer. You want to be bulk. That's where people bulk in the winter.
Yeah, in the winter. You kind of naturally put weight on in the winter as well, don't you?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be easier to put, you know, just out naturally how our bodies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the light or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're less indoors when you're in the summer as well.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Out burning calories.
I don't know.
So your crisis?
Because I was doing lots of running last year.
Yeah.
I'd love to get back into like super long distance, like 25K.
Wow.
I want to do like a 30K run.
I do not know how you do that. That's insane.
Oh, no, honestly, it's easier than you think when it's like, if you're doing it in the Lake District.
Oh, I remember you saying
yeah.
things.
Yeah. I can't even run a kilometre in suburban,
yeah,
like
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
cul-de-sacs.
Oh, yeah, in a boring, terraced houses.
Literally a mile, and I can't do it. But you put me in the Lake District, I could just run all day.
Yeah, beautiful scenery.
That's it. It's the scenery, and like your mind's not, like, your mind's out there just looking and taking other stuff in. You haven't just got like fucking cars whizzing past and just like.
So could you do treadmill? Not really. Is that
no
not for
way.
You?
Oh, I've tried. I couldn't even do 5 minutes on a treadmill.
Really?
Honestly.
Fucking boring, innit?
How do people do it? Some people
boring.
Do like an hour, don't they?
Stupid.
What? Why can't you?
Just go outside.
Yeah, literally.
Do it there. Yeah. I see what you're saying. It's difficult, innit? Because I think they all have benefits.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
So, what? I think it comes down to what makes you happier more. Like, what do you think will want to get you out of bed and do it every day?
Yeah, I think maybe more on the sports side, I think. Like boxing.
Yeah.
I've been playing lots of tennis recently.
How is that?
It's great. It's
How's
so
your
good.
Hand-eye coordination?
Oh, it's good. I'm good. I've been playing tennis for quite a few years, but like recently I've been doing it consistent.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's fucking... I wish I did tennis as a kid, you know, properly.
Oh,
that's
well,
one
so
of the
yeah,
sports
yeah,
I wish
yeah,
I
yeah,
really
yeah.
did. It's so good. It's
Are
so
you good
fun.
At it?
I think I'm all right.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I think I could beat the average person.
Yeah.
But I'd get beaten by someone who actually plays, if you get me.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
I think I'm in that weird, like...
In between, like, amateur, novice
yeah, yeah.
range. Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, fucking... Earl's quite good.
Is he, yeah?
Yeah, I'm shit. I went out and played with Earl. I'm awful. Like, I'm genuinely awful. Like, I my hand-eye coordination...
You're missing it.
...is fucking dreadful. But Earl's quite good. You should go and have a...
Like, challenge him to a game?
Yeah. Yeah, bam, bam. Yeah, that'd be cool.
I might do, yeah, yeah. I think that sort of stuff, I think, me training, like, because all my weight stuff I do now is all calisthenics, and that's purely all to do with the boxing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, all my, like, training, if I say I'm going to the gym, it's purely to compensate the boxing, if you get me.
I see what you're saying.
Like, at the moment...
Well, you've always been a variety man, haven't you, when it comes to...
Variety man.
Well, when it comes to, like, for me, I've just been doing push-pull legs, you know, upper, lower weights.
Yeah.
I don't really do calisthenics or any sports. You.
Yeah.
You've switched up. You've done it all.
Done it all. Ticked it all off. I was even doing 5'5 at one point ages ago.
Fuck.
That's when I got big.
Really?
Not big, but, you know, like I was, like, quite...
Yeah.
Quite wide.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Wide, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels good to be that, though.
It,
when you
something primal about it, I think. You know, when you're lifting, lifting weight like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd love it.
You're
it's
thick.
Fucking dirty. Dirty veins popping out. You're like...
something raw about that. Maybe then I should have bulked.
Yeah.
Doing that.
Well, why don't you just... I don't know.
I think maybe there's something I should focus on my running, maybe.
Yeah.
I think I'm just...
It'd be nice
I'm
to have...
messaging you tomorrow and it'd be completely
yeah, yeah. Do you know what, it'd be nice to have a bulking partner,
do you reckon?
Well, yeah, if you want to do it with and be like caught up on like oh, did you reach your calories today?
Yeah,
I think that would really spur, like, do you know what, if you're down in the winter, fucking when I feel like I'm ready to bulk again, if I feel like I'm at that point, who knows, maybe not, but once, maybe we do it then.
You know what, actually, yeah, I think
do,
maybe
do
I'm
3 months.
It's 3 months. What's the usual bulk? 6 months.
It depends what weight you're getting to. I bulked for 2 years.
2 year bulk?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, it wasn't 2. It was a long, long time.
Yeah.
It was a long, long time.
Yeah, you hit Burmo, didn't you?
Oh, bulky, wanna? It's very fat and bulky. But
big.
But yeah,
big boy.
But yeah, if you want to, like, we could do 6 months.
What's 3 months? Can you do a good bulk in 3 months? Not a good bulk. Well, can you bulk in 3 months?
Well, it depends what kind of calorie intake you're on. So yeah. Our maintenance would probably be 2,500 if we're eating in a surplus of 500 to 600.
Yeah.
We're eating about 3,100 calories. As you progress in weight, then you'd obviously add it up to 1,000 calories. You have to keep track of your weight and stuff.
Yeah.
So if we get to 3,002, 3,003, and then all the way up to 4,000 where I was, which is fucking crazy.
Fuck, I can't even contemplate eating that much.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. You just need a full day and a lot of commitment.
Yeah.
But and you're not doing that fucking clean either.
No way.
But. Oh, you could even, like, do you know Matty Swift?
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, the amount of calories he eats.
He's a big guy, him.
Unreal. Like, but he's in good shape. I don't know if he's going to die early, though, because of fucking the amount of fucking...
Sorry, Matt.
He will listen to that. Because, mate, you're eating, like, 5 bacon and 4 sausages a day.
I know what you mean. Like, there's a point where it's not natural, isn't it?
No.
It can't be good for you doing... Because I always said that to you about the protein. Like, it can't be, you know, consuming that much protein.
Yeah, in a day. Let's talk about protein, because you messaged me. What was going on there?
Well, I was thinking about, like, maybe I should bulk on, or how much protein I'd need, or how much. Because I've never really tracked, like,
your calories.
Considering doing so much sport for so long and, like, or training, I've never really, like, tracked much of my food. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking, like, the amount of protein you need to have in a day, it seems a lot more than just, like, healthy, natural eating.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
I'm like, is that healthy, really?
Yeah, I think so. I think 100... yeah, well, 100 grams is maintenance, I think, to maintain your muscle mass. But as I said to you on message, it's like, if you want to build muscle, you have to have that protein intake.
That's it, you have to,
You're not going to get in any muscle, and this is just standard natural. If you ever get into, like, building muscle, you want to get into the gym, that's what everyone will tell you, eat enough protein.
Yeah.
And, like, I was saying to you, it was funny, I was laughing at your message, because Steve messaged me, and he was like, I've only had 12 grams today of my 2 eggs and whatnot.
Yeah, I had a 2-egg omelette, and I was like, calculating how much I have to have.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, I have 140 left or something.
It was already, like, fucking nearly the evening, wasn't it, or something?
Oh, it gets so bad, especially if you don't eat in the day.
Yeah, what?
Say, for example, me recently, I've been waking up in the afternoon, like, with no commitment and shit like that. Yeah. So I wake up in the afternoon, and I'll stop eating about 10 p.m., so I have, like, what, an 8-9 hour window to get in all that
180 to 180
protein. But so you wake up
I think you should go through what you
wake up straight away, 50 gram in like that, and that's pretty, look, I feel like breakfast is always easy, and like over a certain period of time, as I mentioned to you on text, you start gravitating towards the protein supplements
protein
alternatives.
That's it. Yeah.
So fucking the Eat Lean cheese.
Yeah.
Which is out there, protein cheese. If you have 20 to 30 grams of that, you eat 9 gram of protein.
I get you.
You have like, for example, I'll have this morning, about 6 a.m. because I woke up and I went back to sleep. I had a bagel. It was cinnamon and raisin. 1 gram of fat. Fucking, what is it? That's 9 gram of protein in one bagel.
Just in a bagel?
Yeah.
No meat or anything in it?
No, just a bagel, 8 to 9 gram of protein.
Really?
But cinnamon and raisin one.
Yeah.
So you have that. And then Eat Lean protein cheese, about 30 gram. That's 20 gram of protein there on top, right?
Yeah.
And then I have tuna, just a can of tuna, not much money. That's 25 gram of protein on top of that. So what's that? That's 40 gram of protein and less than 10 grams of fat in that meal.
I get you.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then...
Wait, how big is this meal? Is it filling your full plate there, though?
Well, a bagel with tuna.
Actually, it's not that big, no.
It's lunch, isn't it?
Thing is as well, you've got to think, you're training. You're being active. Right? You're not like... When you're active, you are hungry as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know...
Yeah, but I can eat like crazy. I'm stupid.
Yeah.
I've always been able to eat. Maybe some people.
Yeah, some people can't they?
What about you? Do you feel like you can eat loads? You can eat. You've eaten a lot with me.
Yeah, you know what? Thinking like, I feel like I can. Yeah.
I think you're a big meal type of guy rather than separate meals.
Yeah, just a big one.
Yeah.
I do have two. Like I said in the previous episodes, like me main, nearly every day I have a fry up.
Yeah, a stir fry.
I've had that today.
Well, there you go.
That's what they have. It's like two big meals and that's
it. That must have like 70, 80 grams of protein in those two meals, right? What are you having in the stir fry?
Usually fish.
Yeah, that's protein. Fish, and then you're having, what is it? I remember what you were saying. You don't have like a full big breakfast, but
some bacon, egg. Yeah. Bacon, egg, and beans.
So two egg.
It usually mixes up with the how much I have of each.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's always bacon, egg, and beans. Maybe sometimes sausages.
Yeah. So that's about 25, 30 gram of protein in your breakfast.
Yeah.
And then for your fish, what fish was it?
Usually I have maybe cod or haddock or salmon.
Or salmon.
Yeah.
Depends how much you're having. Like, yeah, like a tin or like a fillet. A fillet.
Yeah. So I've been buying as well. Don't know if they're healthy, but like they're like microwave fillets.
Really?
Yeah, they're just frozen, and you just put them in the microwave while I'm cooking me stir fry.
You can have 20 to 30 grams of protein in that. So yeah. you might be having about, you've probably had about 60, 70 maybe today.
Yeah.
In terms of that.
So I'd need to double it, wouldn't I?
Really? Yeah, you'd need to double it. But that's where, then, so say like, for example, after my tuna and my stuff, so that's 40. You have, say... Well, I got in the car with you, didn't I? I prepared chicken Caesar salad.
Yeah, yeah.
What, like, you could have 175 grams of chicken. That's 50 grams of protein. Not, like, chicken is the best. Because you can just come out with fucking...
It's quite cheap as well, is it, compared to other...
And so much protein. You have one chicken breast a day, you're having 50, 60, 70 grams of protein, depending on how many grams is in that chicken breast.
Yeah.
So there, right now, 90 grams of protein. You have a protein shake, depending on how much is... Not in a normal protein shake, it's about 20 to 25.
Don't get me started on protein shakes.
Do you like them?
I've started to think I might be allergic to them, you know.
Allergic? Is it dairy? Do you have an intolerance to dairy, do you think?
Could be. I just, every time I have a protein shake, I feel sick.
Really?
Like spew it style sick.
Ooh. What the fuck
like
is that?
Every time. I just can't have a protein shake.
Some are awful, to be fair.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Do you know what's good? Clear Whey protein from MyProtein. So it's like juice. It's like a juice drink. Instead of, like, you know when you get normal protein, it's like a milkshake.
It's thick and horrible.
Ugh. I hate it.
Makes you bloated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best one that I've had is the Clear Whey protein.
Clear.
Cook, and it's like juice. So you can get like a mango one and it's just like a mango juice.
Oh, what the fuck?
So good, Steve.
I feel like that'll sit better in me.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I need to get on that actually.
Or, so for two options, other options, Huel. Have you ever heard of it?
I have, yeah. What's that?
They do so many, like...
It's like fitness food.
Kind of, yeah. But it's like, it's on the go food. So, like, it's got all your daily multivitamin shit in it, right? Yeah. And then it's not a protein drink, but it has protein in it. Do you know what I mean? So it's like a food supplement. Like a meal supplement rather than it is a protein drink.
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
And you can get that with 40 grams of protein, 50 grams of protein in it. You drink one of them a day.
Is that what, do you have them, yeah?
I have, it's so funny. There's these protein shakes that I have now called QNTs.
QNTs.
They're popular. They're about 400 calories. They have so many carbs in them. They have 53 grams of protein in one. I get them from the sunbed shop.
What?
Yeah. It's so funny.
Wait, do you go on the sunbeds?
No.
So you don't look too tanned.
I'm not too tanned. I'm a fucking ghost, me. But they do pack of 16 for 25 quid.
Yeah.
One of them a day, 50 gram of protein, you only have to eat, for you anyway, for 100.
Yeah, it cuts out a bit, doesn't it, though?
Yeah. Just that's so easy.
You know what? You've just reminded me of something here that I've completely forgot about.
Yeah.
And for maybe, if something in Japan that they have, I'm going to have to Google this.
Okay.
Completely, you've just unplucked. You plucked.
Is this where they have like 150 gram protein drinks or something?
They have a thing called, I think it's called Calorie Mate.
Calorie Mate.
Have you heard of that?
Is it like an app or?
No, it's a bar. It's a bar. I remember seeing it. I was like, what the fuck's that?
Mm.
And it's like, I'm sure, I think it's like, I've only ever seen it in Japan, but I don't think it's Japanese.
Hmm.
Calorie Mate. I think it's that. I'm Googling it now. And it's basically a bar. Yeah, it's that.
Let's have a look.
It's basically a bar, and it's got everything in it. You could
Your vitamins.
You could live off that.
You're joking.
And it's got like high calories.
Wow.
It's super high calories. Like high in everything.
So you could just have that a day.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be healthy. Like it'd probably mess your insides up.
No, that's what if you're a spaceman.
Yeah, but that's what it's supposed to be for people who can't. I don't know. You know, because like Japanese culture where they work loads and shit like that.
Yeah, you have no time.
They have no time. It's supposed to be like, say, if you're not going to eat, you're not going to find time to eat at all
throughout the whole day
for some whatever random reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have one of them.
Fuck.
It's supposed
man.
To be like you say, like a spaceman, you're like, because they're not eating normal, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just fucking eat.
A lot have come out like that recently. There's a drink called.
It's got everything in it. It's
oh
like
my
fucking,
God.
I'm showing,
all your vitamins.
Showing Charles the.
Yeah.
It's just stacked
have
up.
Have a look at Calorie
everything.
Mate online.
Got all calcium, iron, fucking.
All that you need.
Yeah.
Well, I genuinely think those are useful for those that are working, you know, long, long hours and their only outset is.
Probably like the breakfast.
Yeah, and fast food.
Fast food, yeah.
Yeah. I think that, like, the meal replacement, there's one called This Is Food.
This is food.
It's literally food. That's it, and it's on the bottle. That's got 400, 500 calories in. It has all your, like you said, all your nutrients.
And you just drink it.
Yeah.
That's what I need to get. You know what? We've been gigging loads.
Yeah.
And the worst thing is like at 2 a.m.
Oh, when you don't have anything.
You're starving.
Yeah.
Where the only places you can go is like McDonald's or a kebab or a pizza.
So difficult,
like,
isn't
oh,
it?
Fucking
it
hell.
Is. It's so difficult, man. It's
you need
so
to
difficult.
Get that. This is food.
Well, that. But then again, you also want to eat something that's real, right? You don't want to drink those all day.
I like the clear. What is it? Clear way.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to check them out.
Honestly, like it's not a lot of protein. Like I try and when I look for like supplements,
mm-hmm.
I try and not have more than 50 grams of supplement protein a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I just don't think it's that good for you.
For your body?
Yeah.
Like to break it all down and everything?
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting, yeah.
I think, for example, if you are, I don't know how true this is, but if you're having a protein shake, maybe only 18% of that is absorbed properly.
Oh, is this what we're
turned
going?
Into thingy?
Are we going to talk about the...
Oh, yeah, how much protein can be absorbed. Well, I think it depends on the type of, first of all, the type of food you have. Eggs, yeah. Fantastic. You have 8 eggs, something.
Yeah.
That all, 58% of that is stored and turned into fucking, what, you know.
I see. Yeah, you're making use of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas even whey protein, it's all full of shite, really, at the end of the day.
Mm.
Like, if you can, like, whole foods is the way to go. There's a reason why bodybuilders and shit eat just chicken and fucking
raw liver
like fucking eggs, you know, fucking shit like that. That's there's a reason only people have that, so
yeah. Well, what are you saying about protein?
Yeah, you asked, didn't you, in the car? You said how much can be absorbed,
because I've heard all sorts, like you can only absorb 30 grams.
Yeah,
it's like everything else in the meal that you have is just pointless.
Pointless, gone to waste, gone to shit.
And then I've heard...
Literally.
I've heard people say you can absorb however many you want and stuff.
It just takes longer in your system. That's what I've heard.
What do you think? Where do you stand on it, Charles?
So I've asked the PT, my current PT, about this. He said it's a myth.
It's a myth?
Yeah, I also think the whole 20 gram protein per sitting is also... a myth, but it isn't too far off the point. I don't think your body as an average 5'8", this I'm talking about myself, 5'8", 160-pound male, can absorb like 200 gram of protein in one sitting, and that just call it a day.
I don't think
that's possible at all. I think your digestive system will genuinely just be fucked up after it, and I can tell that from experience.
Yeah,
I used to have about 100 to 130 gram of protein in one sitting.
Oh my!
Because it'd be easier. I just put loads of chicken in a wrap with halloumi and just fucking, when I was bulking, just eat that all day.
Yeah.
And to be honest, you just it because it's sitting in your system and you've got a lot of food in you, it doesn't feel amazing.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting on the toilet a lot. You're just shitting that fucking out. So I think, to me, the way I see it is just see how your body responds to it. If it feels uncomfortable, and this is going to be disgusting, but if your poo is diarrhea, then maybe
something needs
roll it back a bit.
Something needs sorting out there.
Look, yeah, if you're farting and shit like that and whatever, that's fine. Like, honestly, God, like they're called protein farts for a reason.
Yeah.
if for example,
if you've got the River Ganges, fucking
River Ganges. yeah. If you've got that, then just honestly, yeah, just don't be a speed. Just respond. Just respond to how your body's responding to what you're eating.
How much protein do you like on the top levels of a meal? Would you go for like 50?
I try and keep within the 50 to 70 range.
Yeah.
When I over that, when I was eating that crazy 100 to 120 for fucking one.
Yeah.
I genuinely used to get really fucking like bloated and horrible. So I don't nowadays.
Oh, maybe that goes back to what we were saying about when I was having all the fucking steaks and burgers.
Well, there you go.
And I was dead bloated.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe it's linked to do with that.
Yeah, because it's not it's not right to eat that much in a sitting, I don't think.
Yeah.
But the whole 20 to 25 gram of protein per sitting, that's just the bodybuilder way of interpreting it, where they would eat 6 or 7 meals a day because they'd be in the gym and then they'd go back and train and stuff. It's not actually interpreted on the 9-to-5 normal random person lifestyle that just wants to build a little bit of muscle.
I see, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's on a different cycle.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I think just keep it within. If you have 50, fine. If you have 6, because let's put it this way, right? If you did have only 20 grams of protein per meal.
Yeah.
Fuck me, how many meals are you going to have to get to 170 grams of protein?
Yeah, you're going to be eating. It goes back to what you literally just said then, like the bodybuilder's eating all load of meals all the time in between the workouts.
Yeah.
It's like that, isn't it?
Yeah. But you can get, but then again, there's been studies recently about people that were fasting and they ate the macros of the protein that they needed to eat that day in like 2 big meals, for example, and we're fine and built muscle actually better.
Yeah. So maybe fasting makes you more effective.
Yeah.
At how you absorb the protein.
Yeah. Because you're.
There's another benefit. There's another benefit
back to
throw
the fasting.
Down. I think I'm going to do a fast this week.
Are you?
Maybe tomorrow.
Oh, what day is it?
Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? Oh, no, it's Monday today.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, I thought you meant Tuesday.
Yeah.
Maybe if I eat some food in a bit. It might be too late, though. Maybe to do it.
No, just do it whenever you feel like. Do it after and. What are you doing? 24 hours?
Yeah, 24 hours.
Fuck, man. A lot.
I'll see how I feel.
I skipped it last week.
Yeah, well, you told me about your protein.
Yeah.
Because your protein was all over the place.
Yeah, I was in hospital on the Thursday,
yeah,
had a camera test down my throat, and then you couldn't eat the whole day, basically.
You couldn't?
No.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so I was like, well, that's my somewhat fast.
You've done an intermittent fast.
Intermittent fast, yeah.
But your macros were thrown all over the place.
Yeah. I wasn't getting enough protein. I said to you, didn't I? Yeah. Yeah, you need to get it in, right?
Yeah. Well, what about, you know, I've got some good questions, actually, but it'll lead into it. About DOMS.
DOMS?
You like, what is it, delayed onset muscle soreness?
Fuck no, I don't know. You tell me about this.
So DOMS is, you know, your muscle soreness after the gym.
Yeah.
You get your muscle soreness.
Yeah.
Now, do you think then is when you can add more protein? Do you think your body takes more protein in because your muscles are absolutely fucked? That you can maybe if you're not training, maybe it does go down low how much protein you can have in a day. I mean, not in a day, in a meal.
Maybe.
But the more you train,
yeah,
the more you can absorb in a meal.
Fuck, man. Oh, actually, that's muscle protein synthesis that I've heard, is that when after you've trained, always get the biggest protein in an hour or 2 hours after you've trained.
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah. Blast it right afterwards.
Yeah, because then it absorbs more. Maybe there's some truth to that, actually. Yeah.
I'm going to look into that.
Yeah, look into it. I don't know about that. You mean after a big day of working out, get your protein in more?
Yeah, no, I mean like how effective you are at
absorbing it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not sure. That'd be interesting.
Well,
to find out.
One of my questions about DOMS.
Yeah.
What exercise do you think gives you the worst muscle soreness?
Oh.
Because I've got one in my mind.
You tell me yours and I'll think.
So I don't usually get muscle soreness that much now.
You're used to it.
I think maybe I am. Even if I push myself really hard. I get it like the day after, but it's not like... It's not bad. It's not like, you know, like some people get it.
Yeah.
But there's one exercise, no matter if I even just do it a little bit, absolutely disables me.
I'm curious.
And I did that yesterday.
Which was it?
It is. It's basically, you know, lunges.
Yeah.
But you jump up and switch leg.
Oh, Steve.
So the lunge jump. I don't know what they're called.
Lunge. I feel sick.
They're absolutely disgusting. They're horrible. If people listening don't know what I'm on about or have never tried it, it's basically a lunge, isn't it?
Yes.
So you think of a lunge, but instead
which is difficult anyway. Yeah, I feel.
But instead of coming back, you know, you lunge down with your foot.
Yeah.
And you come back. Instead of coming back, you basically jump up from that lunge position and switch legs into. So it's basically alternating lunges, but you're jumping up.
It makes me feel sick thinking about it.
It's fucking rancid.
Oh.
Even, like, I do... I've been doing, like...
It's fucking rancid.
I did 30 seconds.
Oh.
So I was doing, like... I only did 2 sets of it, 30 seconds, and it's just... It renders me disabled fully.
Is it a
paraplegic.
Don't you think that's bad for your, like... Because the impact, and it must be bad, right?
There is. Yeah, it is a bit high impact, isn't it? Bouncing around like that on one leg.
Yeah, but a lot of balance it takes. I just think my ankle's going to give way on that.
I think the listeners should try it just to experience the most sickening, reckoning pain afterwards.
Yeah.
My legs, just every part of my leg, like now I can't move properly.
Really?
Like, I was saying to you, I was going to play tennis before my brother, and it's like,
I would
have just stood there. I wouldn't have moved.
Just fucked it.
Yeah.
Shit, man. Do you know what? Steve comes out with some of the fucking worst horrible workouts I've ever heard. You put yourself through some grueling stuff, man.
And I want the people listening, I want them to try it.
Right now. Pause the podcast right now, wherever you are, in your bed, in your car, wherever.
Just
get out on the motorway, M62. Do some jumping lunges, man.
I just want them to know, just to experience what I mean.
Yeah.
And then report back to me and say.
Okay. So that's your pick for
the
worst muscle pain after delayed muscle pain.
Yeah, you're like... Up to like 2 days afterwards, I'm still just fucked.
Do you know what?
Anything legs
really, like, yeah, your upper body can be sore, but you can still function. When your legs are fucked, you're walking like you've been shot for a couple of days.
Like a zombie?
Yeah, when I came out of, I don't necessarily think there's a particular exercise for me that gives me that feeling, but... When I came out of hospital after maybe 4 or 5 months of not actually working out, when I first did my leg session, it was very light, very light. I'm just talking.
Yeah, yeah, not pushing it.
No lunges, maybe a barbell back squat with fucking maybe even 20 kg, nothing. Yeah. Like, you know, trying to build myself back up to the point I was. And oh my God, Steve, 2 days after I had to go out around Liverpool meeting someone. I was like, fucking slow. I can't fucking, what is it? You okay? I was like, you okay? You don't understand, man.
You need a wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah. Honest Crutches. To God. That, the big compound movements genuinely tend to fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, the barbell back. Or, do you know what? There was this, the hack squat, actually.
The hack squat, yeah.
There was this hack squat. We had 4 hack squats at my Ultraflex gym in York Row. And, it makes me sick even thinking about it. Just, like... just doing sets on that, like, really, like, because it's all like that hack squat. When you're doing barbell back squat, it's all your whole body, right? But when you're doing the hack squat, it's all in your quads, man, and you just burn it.
You're like lean.
No, so it's like it's on a slant. The one that I'm talking about, you can get so many different ones, but you on the slant and you're going like holding the thing here on either side, like kind of like you're being strapped into a roller coaster.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then
you're going
just straight down at a slant like that.
Yeah.
Coming in like.
So you're not using like your other certain other muscles for a squat, aren't
it's
you?
Just, it's just fucking quads.
Yeah, blasting
it's
the
perfect
quads.
For what it is.
Yeah.
But fuck it. I used to get off.
Not feeling
I don't
good.
Do anymore.
I'm going home.
Yeah.
Yeah, quad stuff is a. What about the sumo deadlift or sumo squat?
Oh, I mean, they're
easy,
aren't
they? Your legs
are
dead. Do you not get, like, what is the inside leg? The abductors, something like that?
Abductors, no.
Like, right in the...
I was fine with them.
Yeah. I know people... I've heard people, like, get fucking bad DOMs from that.
I used to get bad DOMs from RDLs.
Yeah.
Fucking...
And your hamstrings.
Hammies are so easy to get sore.
I know what you mean.
Oh, God.
It's a weird one to train hamstrings, isn't it? Because I've been in calisthenics.
Yeah.
How do I train? I mean, like, hamstrings properly.
Yeah.
Because the only thing I've been doing is fucking Nordic curls.
That's
the hardest thing you can do on your hamstrings.
No idea for calisthenics. Today I did a dumbbell RDL. That's it. I did today dumbbell RDL.
Yeah.
Right, and then sled push.
Oh, there we go.
Superset of that.
What?
Because you're doing... So, obviously, you've got your hammies engaged in the straight RDL.
Yeah. Wait, we should tell the listeners an RDL, Romanian deadlift.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, Romanian deadlift.
It's basically a deadlift, but you're not... You're hinging at the hip, aren't you?
Yeah, hinging. And then,
So it's engaging the hamstrings to pull yourself up.
Yeah, it's so much better than a deadlift.
Yeah.
If you're focusing on just the aspect of building the size of your... You know,
your hamstrings.
Yeah, well, yeah, your side legs. Of your quads and your legs and shit like that.
And then you did, so you did them,
and then a sled push.
Sled push,
where you know you fucking your whole body's engaged, but it's mainly you're pushing with your legs, and then dragging it back. So you're like dragging fucking.
Well, sled pulls are supposed to be amazing for your knees.
Yeah,
like really good.
That's
for
what
your
I've
knees.
Heard too. Well, that's what he was saying to me. So I was like, nah, it can't be that bad. But I was like dying. I was like fucking hell.
Yes, like all that, like that type of stuff. There is quite functional as well.
Yeah, you know,
kind of stuff that it would translate into normal movement.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's a lot of compound, like a bench press.
Yeah.
Like a barbell bench press.
Yeah.
Doesn't really translate into...
Real life, you mean?
Yeah. Still affect, like, you still do, like, a pushing. But you know, like, the way it's just, your arms are, like, holding a barbell at the same angle, the same distance.
Yeah.
And you're just going linear forward.
Yeah.
Whereas in, like... sports or everyday life, you're like twisting and bending different angles. One arm's maybe higher than the other, and it's like, so you're like pushing. Yeah. You're pushing. You're at a different. You're not just going linear, aren't you?
No,
your body's like a bit forward. Your legs are moving,
and you're doing it differently the second time. Yeah. There's no right or wrong form for that.
And an RDL, I think when you go pick up stuff, you kind of lean forward.
You don't
lift stuff like a deadlift.
No,
don't you? You don't pick stuff up in a fucking perfect form.
No, you
style.
Don't. You do it that way, don't you? You're right. Do you enjoy functional more than stuff I've been doing recently, I enjoy it more.
Yeah, well, I think I like that because it, like I say, when I'm, if I, like I usually do the training for sports. I think that functional stuff translates into sports better than just like linear, you know, just a linear fucking
if you're just training, you can't do weightlifting for like sports, can you?
Yeah, it probably is better than doing nothing, but like just straight bench press, barbell bench press, it's not gonna translate better than doing like say if you're doing push-ups where it's all different angles, you know, where you have your like archer push-ups, closing, moving around like that.
Oh fuck.
That's well more better, isn't it, doing that?
I've noticed close. I thought, because I've recently switched my workout plan from the standard push-pull routine for a couple of years, the fucking upper-lower. And the functional stuff, I thought to myself before doing it, I thought, it's not going to be as hard as actually lifting weights. Oh my God, like, I would go into a tricep extension then just like a side plank. I'd be like, I'm shaking here. Like, this is fully activating, like, my arms and everything else.
I suppose it's just using different muscles, isn't it, that you're not
using. That you...
You know, a good exercise that people should try.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it in ages, but people who do it say it's great because it works everything. He's picking up rocks, you know, big boulders. Have you ever seen people who pick up boulders?
Yeah.
Because it's the way you do it isn't just like... It's kind of against everything you're told. It's bad form.
Yeah.
You know, to grip round and position yourself, and then you have to kind of like... deadlift it in a weird way, and then you're like, you're holding it up on one side, and then like it's dead weird how you're using all different like balances and everything.
This is so funny you mentioned this, because my circuit is so focused on that recently.
Yeah,
it was like the one that I did last Saturday, the Saturday just gone, it was a 30-minute circuit. Within 3 minutes, you had to do a sandbag walk over the shoulder.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Farmer's carry. So you're like, what you said about kind of picking up a rock, but it was with heavy dumbbells.
Yeah,
so you're trying to keep straight,
keep
and you're
balance
trying to keep balances. Box jumps.
Oh, yes.
So you're like propelling and everything.
Using your, like, what's that called? Plyometrics.
Right,
That's it, isn't it? That's, that's plyometric stuff. Like
insane.
Real stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, bursting.
Burst, yeah, explosiveness.
Yeah, explosiveness, that's it.
Fucking.
Your circuit sounds good there, Charles. That's what you want.
Mate, I was dead.
That's what you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, I know what you mean. Like, even like, I didn't think, like, I said to my PC, I said, I want to do like more superset stuff because it will help me build my fitness while also like building my strength, right?
Yeah, yeah, covering a lot of stuff.
Yeah, covering a lot of stuff. So one of mine is like a dumbbell row, single arm dumbbell row, but with an exercise ball. So so say like my left hand's on the exercise ball.
So you're like, you're out like in a plank position.
Yeah, kind of. So you say like the exercise ball is the height of your normal waist.
Oh yeah.
So you're kind of putting all your strength down, and you're in like.
Oh, I see. You mean like you're leaning over to do the row.
You're leaning over to do the row, and then you're pulling up.
But one hand's on the ball.
Yeah. So all your strength is on that. So you're engaging your whole body. So you do that for like so many reps, and then like a standard like farmer's carry with like a dumbbell, so you're holding it like a kind of like a wine glass,
yeah,
if that makes sense, like shape
it. Yeah,
and then you're trying to walk with that, and you have to do lemps, but then that's gripping on your biceps and making that burn because you're holding it.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah,
and it's what you said, it's like mimicking what you do in real life, because you don't like with a bench, you're not gonna like do anything with that, like it's, you're carrying stuff with that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's just a carry.
It's how you use the muscles and how other muscles, like what's the word, not supplement, like help.
Yeah,
they help the main muscles.
Yeah,
there's a word for it and I cannot remember it.
Me either.
Like support, basically support the other muscles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what it's like in, if you do like you know, seated shoulder press.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like, it is good for working the shoulders.
Yeah.
But it's not functional because it's like you're not engaging your core, you're not engaging your legs, you're not balancing yourself.
That's true.
You just sat there and you just.
With the machine as well, you're not engaging anything.
You're just going straight. It's good, obviously, to burn your shoulders and work the shoulder, the actual muscle.
But the other.
But in
aspects.
Terms of everything else, it's like.
Yeah, I've started to switch, man.
There you go.
The calisthenic fucking functional body type workouts.
I stand by calisthenics so much.
Yeah, it's good, man. It feels good.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like I feel like a ninja.
ninja.
You know, if I was to think like how a ninja would train, that's like what I'm thinking. Yeah, doing loads of fucking loads of weird press ups and loads of dips and everything.
Do you know what's quite a bear crawl? Will fucking. That makes you feel like an. Because you're all on you and you feel primal.
Yeah.
Like on all fours and you're like galloping. You're like ready fucking. To fucking
you know, I might try some bear crawls actually.
See, it's probably a bit less of what you can probably do way more.
Yeah, it's probably good for like a burner or a warm up or a finisher.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
You know, afterwards when you're fucked and then try and do it.
You're way ahead of me in terms of everything with calisthenics. I'd love to do one with you like that.
A big
just to help me like boost up to that point. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd come down here and just fucking blast it.
Yeah, I'd love to. I think that'd be
fun. You should come to boxing.
Can't yet. I feel like.
Is it too much?
Yeah, I feel like my heart rate, for example, my hits my max.
Yeah.
Isn't your max. I can't remember how you calculate your max heart rate.
Is it 220 minus your age?
Yeah, there we go.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I think.
So my max would be what? 196, 195? Yeah, 195. Yeah. So I get up to 205. Heart rate so easy.
So you're going above your max heart rate.
Yeah.
What?
Genuinely.
So
like,
you should be having a heart attack, basically.
Yeah. Like this is how crazy mine is. Like that's not good.
No.
But I can do that on a treadmill, running.
Yeah.
For a little bit, and like an 8 speed or a row. Like on that row before, I only did 2 kilometers on it, and I was hitting. I was looking at my watch. I was like, "Fucking, I'm hitting 195."
No.
195 on me fucking
what? Rowing is, we were saying before, rowing is, if anybody's listening needs to work the cardio.
Yeah.
And they don't want to do running, because run, you can't run every day. Yeah. Can't you? You can't even run every other day. It'll just fucking blow your legs out. Your ankles, your knees will get sore.
Yeah.
You know, for cardio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you want, but rowing, oh god, that is perfect.
Fucking fucks ya.
But it's not, it doesn't fuck your joints up though. That's the beauty of it. It doesn't like, because it's no impact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you can really fucking push yourself, can't you?
What about a spin cycle?
I think that's good as well. I think the rowing does better because it's full
it's
body,
more,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think a spin cycle is good, though.
Fucks you.
Yeah, if you really push yourself
yeah,
in
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. How about the skiing one? I've been doing that recently. Oh. You know where you pull down with the ropes and fucking...
Oh,
you
I don't get... On your triceps and everything.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
You have to jump into it, like fucking grab it down.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Fucking,
yeah.
Oh...
Yeah, but if you do all that stuff, like, fucking blasting,
yeah,
it's perfect for your health, isn't it?
Are you enjoying your stuff now? Like, because you've been, you know, you've been doing a variety of stuff. I guess that keeps you on your toes, but are you still enjoying in your workouts? You wake up every day and go, can't wait to do this today.
Oh, yeah, I think after, out of all my training, all my years, I think the best is what I'm doing now.
What does your week look like in terms of all your workouts and stuff? I'm curious now.
God.
How many times a week do you work out and what are you doing?
I'd say I do, I don't know, because it's not like a set. It's a mixture of boxing, calisthenics, running. I'd say at least 5 days a week.
That's extreme, by the way, people.
It's not.
It is, considering the type of workouts that you're doing. Like, you're not, like, there's some people that do 6 or 7 workouts a week, but they will go into the gym for an hour and just do arms. You're not really expending too much energy, whereas the work that you do, you're expending in fuck tons of energy, especially with the work that you do and stuff.
Yeah, I suppose we work. Oh, that's what he's wrote me off doing the work as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did a boxing session after, I did a full day jet washing, but it was. In the heat, you know, it was proper. I was absolutely fucked, and they did the box. I thought I was going to die. I was in this circuit. Si was there as well. Si was doing it.
Yeah, in the circuit.
And like, I was looking to him, going like, "I'm going to die here. You're watching me die right now."
Yeah, yeah. You're actually watching me die.
I think I just enjoy. I think the boxing and the running I enjoy
the most,
and enjoy doing the tennis.
Yeah,
been doing that. What else have been doing? I do a lot of cycling as well.
You're just an active guy.
I think I just like getting out, just doing stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then that just naturally tends into doing loads of
activities,
stuff, yeah.
Health and fitness shit. Yeah, whereas I'm more based in fucking, I just go to the gym and get it out the way and then fucking that's it. Like,
so you like tracking your strength and your lifts and stuff?
Oh, mate, yeah. I couldn't, I literally track every little detail. So I'm big into all the facts and data and shit like that. I'm a big data when it comes to health and fitness. And so I measure my heart rate variability. Yeah. I rest in heart rate, my heart rate recovery after a workout, and how I can translate that into the future. I measure it all, mate, because...
You know, when you're ready, I think you should jump into a sport and just go for it for a year and see how good... Because you're tracking everything.
See my progression.
Your training for it must... You must have, like, the perfect, like, way of training for something. Because you're tracking that. Everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I think so. I think...
Get into, like, cycling.
Yeah.
Just track it. Because that's quite trackable, isn't it? You know, you can track everything.
Yeah, you can track your cycling. Well,
bit of racing against people.
It's not that difficult now because we have so much at our beck and call. I just have an Apple Watch with certain apps that, you know, allow me to do this.
Yeah.
And then all you have to do is a tiny bit of research to understand what, you know, your heart rate recovery is and why it's good. So, like, my heart rate recovery is fucking insane.
Yeah, let me tell me.
Like, it's outrageous. Like 60 to 65, you know, within a 2-minute span.
Yeah.
Right? And then my heart rate variability is different. That's, like, 100 plus. And that's, like, fucking mental levels. Don't know how accurate it is.
Where does that come from, though, that?
What do you mean? Like,
is that just from training?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
Is it just natural? Are you naturally a fucking athlete?
I haven't. I don't know how, because I genuinely don't know if either the data's not practically like working in my favor there. Like if it's lying to me, right? No, genuinely. Because sometimes, like, I am not, I am, for example, not as fit as you, nowhere near. I can even tell that from not even doing a workout with you, because it's just standard. It's just self-awareness, being able to understand that I'd be nowhere near you. But maybe my heart rate recovery is just better.
Yeah.
Because I can get to my max, which means actually my cardio is worse. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, I see what you mean there. Yeah, because you're actually just hitting it.
I'm just hitting my max.
Yeah.
Which means actually I can't do that much intense cardio for longer periods of time, but my heart rate recovery is good just because, like, I'm quite young and I keep myself in a normal condition, you know, diet wise and shit like that. Whereas you could probably stay in like a max heart rate intense zone, so say, like, you know, you would be in 160 to like 190 or 170 to 190.
Yeah,
I could probably only do that for 3 or 4 minutes. Yeah. Whereas you could probably do that 10 plus minutes.
I see.
See what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. When you're training like HIIT training and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's what you train, isn't it? All that sort of stuff.
So you would be able to do high intensity workouts than I would.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. I think.
And then I'll hit the bulk.
And then hit the bulk.
And just be doing five fives.
Yeah. 5 fives of everything.
Yeah.
It does start to get boring, though, I think, now.
Yeah.
Yeah, whole upper work, lower, push, pull, fucking, oh, it's leg day today, great, fantastic.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Is it a bit too rigid?
Yeah, I noticed that, yeah.
I told Si to do, Simon to do full body, and he said the best he's felt now with his training.
Is that like 3 days a week full body?
Well, actually he's been messing up his routine completely.
Yeah.
Because he wants to get a run in a week.
Oh, okay.
And he's been coming to boxing once a week.
Okay, so yeah.
So he can't fit like all of it in.
No, that's difficult.
But he struggles.
Yeah, because there's a lot there. Yeah,
I think as well, what has been... I'm not going to oust him, but he's been going out on the weekend drinking.
Oh, I mean, that's always the hardest part.
And that throws the cycle off as well.
Yeah.
That's one of the hardest parts is routine, isn't it? Just keeping your routine.
Yeah.
And the best thing is not to put pressure on yourself.
Oh, Steve, yeah.
Just fucking enjoy it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
If you enjoy it, that's the biggest part. Like we have me and you have an avid interest in health and fitness, to learn the ins and outs. And I was thinking about this the other day because my PT said to me, he was like, I'm sick of, you know, becoming not necessarily a therapist, but someone that like is like, come on, you need to get to the gym now. Like, he does it with Earl.
Yeah.
Like, Earl joined him, right?
Yeah.
Earl doesn't necessarily have an interest in health and fitness. Like, he won't be able to tell you anything near what we're talking about. Like,
yeah.
Talking about calories or heart rate or, you know, functional workouts, calisthenics, anything like that. But he wants to just get in shape.
I get you.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he won't necessarily have the urge to go. And he was saying to me that he hates, like, messaging people going, fucking, come to the gym now, come to the gym now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for me, that's never been the case.
Because you're interested. Yeah, you're like taking it all in.
You know, you couldn't, I don't think you could see yourself, I'm speaking for you here, but I don't think you could see yourself without any kind of activity like that in your life.
Oh, no, I couldn't, I can't just sit at home.
No.
Doing nothing of an evening.
I feel sick.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do it. Well, why do people just, like, go home and just do nothing?
Exactly. Like, it's funny to me, like, I am nowhere near, like, a genetic freak, or I've never been like Steve, where he's fucking doing kickboxing since, you know, he was a child. Like, but for me, I've always had an interest in just health in general.
So you're interested in the science as well, aren't you?
I love it. I think it's so interesting.
I think what I get from you is you're interested in the research, looking at the research.
Oh, I love it.
How this works and what this is about.
Yeah.
Not just doing it. Not just like, oh, go to the gym and, like, get... You're interested in... Oh, this is this, and they found this about this.
The research. Yeah, I think it just comes from the fact that, like, I'm just more interested in that, like, the health of how far you can push.
Yeah.
Yourself to a point, but I think the there's some people that go, oh, I hate working out.
Yeah,
I hate doing it. I hate the idea of exercising. Never got that. You enjoy it, right?
Yeah. So. You know what I say to people who want to get in shape but hate working out?
Yeah.
The best thing they should do is just play a sport.
Oh, yeah, that's so... That's good advice.
Forget the gym. Forget training.
Yeah.
Forget, like, you know, focusing.
Yeah.
Just go and join a club. Like, I don't know, fucking... You go and join the boxing club. You know, they have an adults class where it's just, like, middle-aged women turn up. You know, like,
they
were just doing it for fun.
Yeah.
Or go and join, like, the local running club.
Yeah.
Or something, you know, a sport that you're interested in, that you're, like, badminton.
Yeah.
Just go and join
Squash.
Squash. And just play it and have a laugh.
Yeah.
And feel yourself getting fitter. And then once you've got, like, a routine of, like, playing sports and stuff, then you can be like, right, I'll go to the gym and start focusing on this and this.
You're right.
I think that's the best way from, like, rather than people who just, I've got to get in shape and then sign up for the gym and they've got to fucking have a full routine.
Bro,
and this
that's
and that
such
and this.
Good advice.
Just go and enjoy playing sport for, like, a few months.
It's such good advice, I think, that because it's not a hurdle to get it to get into those types of things. It's like a marathon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you are. The people go, like, I've seen a lot of this where people, you know, they join the gym and they do reach their goals. They lose their fat and that, and they go, what now? Like, when you do it, it's like it's a commitment for life.
No, yeah, just stick to it.
Yeah, just track and I it think all, keep sport, on. Like you said.
I think sport's a good one for people. Like, anybody listening who wants to do stuff but they can't commit to the gym, they just can't do it.
Yeah.
Just fucking play a sport that they enjoyed as a kid. Go with some mates, find the nearest club and just join it and just play for a bit and have a laugh.
Yeah, what you said, and even find mates to
do it. Yeah, just do it. And you'll fall into the cycle of, like, training and, you know, doing sports and fitness.
Getting out, getting into the...
Yeah, and over time, you'll become that person who's, like, focusing on fitness and training and stuff.
Yeah. There's so much aspects to it, I think, even getting... Like, having the ability to have those things around you. Like, if you have a car and stuff, then you can do it easily.
Oh, yeah, you can go anywhere.
You can go anywhere and do this or do that. And, like, even doing it at home, like, even before, like, I never was, as I said, never engaged in sports when I was younger, but always was interested in health and fitness. So,
yeah,
I would always be doing workouts in my room, kettlebell workouts, dumbbell workouts, whatever. And I never got into any significant shape because at that point I never knew about diet or anything.
But you were doing it.
But I was doing it. So when it came time to eventually, like, hit the gym, which wasn't actually that long ago, like, my mate Alex, he's been going to the gym since he was fucking 15, you know, because he was playing rugby and you just naturally get into it. But for people that just are like, oh, fuck me, I need to lose weight. And shit like that. just like you said. Just find something that you enjoy.
Yeah. Say someone isn't used to like cycling.
Yeah.
You can get a bike for £20 at Cash Converters now. Bikes are so cheap.
They're so cheap.
You don't have to spend the hundreds of quid. You can literally get a decent working bike for £20 in Cash Converters. Yeah. And get your mate to buy one.
Yeah.
And then just a few evenings, just mooch around with your mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Mooching around for an hour or two.
Do you think people find it like more as a chore when they do it, when they set shit for themselves like that? My New Year's resolution is and it becomes a chore. That's the last thing you need.
I think that's the wrong way, isn't it?
Yeah, if you feel like tomorrow, I have to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Then stop right there.
Yeah, you're not going to do it.
Stop.
You're wasting your time.
Stop right there. Figure out whatever the reason is that you're doing it.
Yeah.
Like, and push it somewhere else. Like, push it in a different direction.
Definitely.
Like, really, really, really understand why you're doing it. And then just...
There's no way you can train effectively if you don't enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. That's a quote that is. You're not training effectively if you don't want to do it.
Yes. You're not going to push yourself or anything, can
you? No. You just want to get out and be done with it.
Yeah.
Sometimes everybody feels that way, though, right?
I know what you mean, where sometimes you go to work and you're fucked or you're just not in the mood for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I feel even better afterwards.
You do it.
Do you ever do a workout where you just don't feel like doing it and you don't feel up for it? And it is a shit workout.
Yeah.
But afterwards, you feel buzzed because you've done it.
Yeah, you've done it. Yeah, yeah, all the time.
You're like, I've just done it. I did it. I didn't want to do that, but I did it. Fucking just...
Yeah. I always find that I enjoy stuff when I get a new routine. Like what I used to do was, I used to do push-pull legs.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'd be like, that's getting really boring.
Mix it up.
And then you'd have to just, and I'd be like, I get to do this exercise today. This is fucking sick.
It's good, isn't it, to mix it up a bit.
You have to.
Keep it. If you fall into too much of a set thing.
Yeah.
Because your recovery set, isn't it, for it?
Yeah.
You know, if you're doing like running for ages, then your recovery base is on like how often you're running.
Yeah.
And you're just in this like cycle, whereas if you throw like a fucking, I don't know, a fucking massive hit session on the rowing machine.
Yeah.
That in the middle of your recovery session, that's just like blowing your body into another thing, isn't it? You're not used to it at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, that's a really good point you make. Like, you need to also find help with someone that will go, okay, listen, you don't want to be like doing a 5k right off the bat,
yeah,
and doing a row and then doing these fucking switch lunges and shit like that.
Yeah.
Look, you need to start because you're gonna get put off.
Yeah
You need to start somewhere. Do you know what I mean? You need to start, like, even if, say, like, if you've never done exercise before, you're a bit overweight, whatever, just do high knees for 30 seconds a day.
Yeah, just start small.
Yeah, try and touch your toes.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Like, really, really start. Don't think, I need to go on a 5K run or I need to start off like this. Like, that's the one thing that I always hated, that, like, I was never built, for example, to do high intensity cardio straight off the bat. And it put me off. I was like, fuck, I can't do it. But I always kind of have to build up to it.
See, that sort of stuff as well is the hardest on the mind.
Like,
high intensity cardio, fucking blasting yourself at full levels.
It's
mental training.
Yeah, it is.
You're training your mind as well to like persevere.
Yeah, you need a lot of resilience.
Resilience, that's it, yeah. Fucking do it.
Well, that's true. Cardio was never right for me. And then I noticed that weightlifting was better. That helped with my fitness. Then you can move into other things. It's just...
Weightlifting, people just think it's... Some people who don't do it think weightlifting is just for building muscle, don't they?
Yeah.
They don't really think it's as like...
aerobic as...
As fitness-based as it is. Yeah. You know, like, it does help your body and everything, doesn't it? And your performance and your movement and everything.
Oh, mate, there's nothing worse than a compound movement, which makes you start fucking, your whole body starts sweating and you just start crying.
Shaking.
Yeah. It's all good for you, no matter what.
Definitely.
It's all good for you.
It's better than being sedentary.
What about diet? Like, if you say, I was having this conversation with my my driving lesson instructor, my driving instructor.
You're talking to that diet.
Well, yeah, no,
because talking about HIIT training.
Well, yeah, because he was standing there, he got out the car, right? This was today.
You're making him do switch lunges.
Get on the floor now, get a plank. 60 seconds. But he, so we got out with a car with a bagel, and he was like, "Have you been in the gym?" I was like, "I'm going after." He's like, "Oh, how do I lose 2 stone in this time?" I was like, "And here I go into PT mode." Yeah. Right, so you're obviously in your maintenance. So what you need to do is you need to blah, blah, blah. And he's like, "Oh, fucking stop talking." He's like, "Shut up." I'm like, full on mode.
You're telling him to write this down, yeah, mate. Fucking write this down.
But I'm interested in people like at that age who think they're eating right but don't realise that they aren't.
Yeah.
So he was like, "Oh, I'm all right eating, right?" So I was like, "Okay, you tell me what you've ate like today or what you plan to eat today." So he's like, "Okay, so this morning, you know, I had a bacon butty, whatever." I'm like, "Okay." And he's like, for lunch, I had a bagel with one of those club biscuits and an apple juice or something." He's all right. He's like, "For dinner, I have like a spaghetti bolognese or... like I have like, you know, like some meat with some veggies." I was like, "Oh, that's good." He's like, "Why am I losing weight?" I'm like, "You're still eating over your calories and eating a fuck ton of carbs."
Yeah, it's high, this is heavy what, carbs, yeah, that.
Because my mum does this, and she thinks like, poor girl tried to eat healthy the other day, right? Because she come home and the plate, she made a salad and it was like, you know, there was some greens and there was lettuce, tomatoes and some peppers and shit, but then she had coleslaw, she had half a pork pie, some salmon, but like out the packet salmon, and then she had like a bit of bacon and whatever, and I was like, she was like, "Look, I'm eating healthy." She was like, "What?" I went, "Okay, so the coleslaw, there's quite a bit of fat in that coleslaw compared, because it's just bought from the store. You're not actually making it. There's a lot of mayo in that. But the bacon's obviously not good for you there."
Yeah.
And then you've got half pork pie. The salmon, why didn't you get a salmon fillet instead? Like,
it's all stacked. It's stacked up.
Fucking all goes around. Like, you need to... And like, I was saying to him, like... So your bacon butty, you're eating that on white bread. So, and then your bacon, that's probably come to 400 calories. You're eating in fat and that's carbs. And then you come to your lunch, the bagel's probably 150 calories. You've got a slice of cheese and that's 50. Then fucking ham on that's another 50. Club biscuit, 100. An apple juice is 150, so you're having about 650 calories for your lunch, but you don't know it. And then you're having your spag bowl, which is loads of carbs. You're actually not going to lose weight because you're in your maintenance of 2,300 or 500. And he was like, "Fucking shut up.
Drive on."
Yeah, drive on. Fucking shut the fuck up, prick.
But does he do any fitness stuff?
Well, he was like to me, he was like, "Oh, I do loads of fitness." I was like,
"No."
And because they tell you, like, that's the thing, people just aren't like truly educated. Mm. Like, I could, in this day and age, and you as well, could genuinely be a PT.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Like, I could help.
Oh,
like,
you definitely could.
You could. You could eat, like, all you have to do is, like, to make people lose weight is so easy nowadays.
Yeah.
I could make, like, I see loads of PTs now that, like, that are on, what's it called, Instagram, and they're just like, "If you want to lose weight, you join with me," and blah, 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 and all this. "You want to reach your goals," and I'm like, "You're not actually a PT."
You're just saying the stuff that everybody knows.
Yeah, that is really accessible out there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So fucking easy. Do you know what I mean?
Calories in, calories out.
Mate, perfect.
That's what it boils down to, isn't it?
Put it on a t-shirt.
Yeah, put it on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to, isn't it?
Calories in, calories out. And they're like, "Oh, well, how do I determine..." To be fair, if you don't know, you don't know. So if you don't know, like... how to, one, track your calories. Getting into tracking your calories is fucking a pain in the ass, and doing it all the time is a fucking pain in the ass. But takes time.
Yeah.
And then working out your expenditure and how much, like, it's like the working out. Exercise should supplement your diet.
Yeah.
Diet is number one always.
Diet's number one.
Yeah. And then your exercise is always second.
I've always been opposite me.
Yeah.
My diet's always been terrible.
Mine too. I've done loads of exercise. Your diet's all right. I don't know why. From what I know. Yeah, anyway.
Every evening, though, it goes downhill.
Full sugar cravings.
Like can of Pringles and then just like fucking loads of chocolate bars and Haribos. Yeah. You know, I think I eat good. Really good. Yeah, I've like from all the vitamins and everything.
Yeah. Stir fry.
Yeah. Then of the evening, though. You can just fucking spam it all badly. Fucks.
Oh, mate, I do it too. Like, I am not preaching to anyone. I had, throw myself into the deep end here. I had a Doner Calzone.
Oh, yes.
And a Kofta Kebab on Saturday. Oh. And I had a KFC last Tuesday.
Wait, you're saying that's bad, though?
Yeah.
I've had a takeaway Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Yeah, but to be fair, you've been fucking working. Oh my God.
I know what you mean.
No, yeah. So that's the thing with people. It's like they always go like, oh, I am eating healthy. Like my mum, like, oh, I am eating healthy. I went, you think you are.
Yeah, when you really break it down.
Because I looked at him and I went, oh, actually, like, you're eating some meat with veg, you're having a bagel and you're having a bacon butty, like.
Mm.
But actually, when you break it down, you're eating way more carbs, you're not getting in enough protein and you're eating over fat.
Yeah.
You're going to stay at that fucking weight.
Yeah, unless he's doing, like, fucking extreme HIIT training every day.
Yeah, breaking it down. Yeah. Like, yeah, just, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though.
Diet. Fucking well, focus on it.
This episode, what have we covered here?
How long have we done?
Done an hour and a half.
Right, let's fucking stop then.
let's finish there.
To be fair, we did 20 minutes about stop oil, didn't we?
I'm not going to put that in the description or anything, you know.
Just keep it on. The actual episode starts at 20 minutes. Yeah. Just put that in the description.
Yeah, the actual
title episode, what we're talking about, starts at 20 minutes.
I'm going to say that.
Shit.
Oh my God. Well, I like this fitness series. I think we should keep on it.
I'm going to ask him to come on.
You're PT.
PT guy.
I think that'd be a good shout, that.
Yeah. He seems to know what he's doing.
Yeah.
He seems to know what he's doing.
He doesn't seem to be a fraud.
Yeah. I need a little bit more time with him.
No, it sounds good. From what you told me, is what exercise he's got you doing.
Yeah, he is. What I did actually behind his back, really. Yeah, he'll listen to this. I asked Earl for his. So Earl's done it, and Earl got me in with him.
Yeah.
So I asked Earl what does he give you to see if he's like rinse and repeating?
Yeah.
He's not rinse and repeating workouts. He actually is going PvP workouts and giving different ones. Yeah, Earl's got chin ups and shit like this, and more strength based stuff. And I've got different ones, supersets, everything I asked him for. So
I see. Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, I think we should get him on. I think it'd be good to have him.
Yeah.
He could be the what is it? The trilogy of the fitness. He could peak.
Oh yeah, it could be the end of it.
Yeah, an actual
someone that knows shit, not just me fucking chatting shit about. Ooh, your calories are in and out.
No, you definitely know more than me. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that was a funny episode.
Oh, supplements. No, I'm joking. Carry on.
Actually, I think we should do
a
supplement episode, like a deep cover it all.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to cover there, isn't there?
Take your omega-3.
Yeah. TRT.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Anyway, we'll finish on that.
See you later. This was brought to you by Murdly Productions.